Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 10th of September 2018, and this is the 874th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's really late, it's 7:30. Normally I would have sent the podcast out well before now. It's quite dark now, but the photo that I'm sending with this podcast shows you how it was when I came in on my bike about an hour ago. I've just been to the first Qigong session for this term, so we've had a six-week break, and it was lovely. It was I'd forgotten how different it is to do it in the class from doing it myself. I think because we set an hour and a half aside to do it, it becomes more timeless, and I find it quite difficult when I'm doing it at home to not get this sense that I probably should be doing something else, which is really silly. It's very counterproductive, but I find it harder to still my mind. It was a beautiful evening to bike home in. It was quite balmy. I was wearing a jumper but no jacket, which is surprising because, yes, that doesn't really feel as if we're that far out of winter yet. In fact, we aren't officially, I don't think, until the equinox. But anyway, it was lovely, balmy coming home, and it's been a beautiful, beautiful day. I would have loved to have gone up to Knocklofty, but I had an appointment that preempted that. But the appointment was somewhere I hadn't been before, and so I took my bike to it. I got a little bit lost, which was quite nice. It was quite lovely getting lost. When I say getting lost, I wasn't very lost. The Mount Wellington or Kunanyi is always in view, so it's not possible to get totally lost. But it meant that I was bicycling around streets I haven't bicycled around, and so just looking at the architecture and, having a little bit of an explore at the same time. So it has been quite an out and about day all in all, and I'm tired in a good way. I feel as if I'm going to sleep really well tonight after all that Qigong and quite a lot of exercise on the bicycle as well. I did a bit of work today, about a couple of hours at the cafe. I'm very much focusing now on the premise of the book and wanting to get as far into it as possible before the course starts. But the other thing that I'm doing this week is going up to the northern end of the state to see my grandson and my daughter. And so I've got 2 days of not working on the book. I think it will be a good thing to have a bit of a break from it before I really go into full-scale writing mode. So, and I'm very much looking forward to it. I haven't been up there for quite a while, and really this is likely to be the last time this year, so it feels pretty special. And the day that I'm going up, is the day that my daughter arrived in Australia in 1982. She came from India, and it had been a very long, a very protracted adoption process. And because her birthday is on Christmas Eve, and it's very difficult to celebrate, we've tended to celebrate her arrival day instead. So that's my bit of time out this week. I'm going to keep this very short. I've just had my supper, but I want to just gather myself. And I've realised I'm a bit hoarse as well. And prepare myself for tomorrow, which is going to be another quite a busy day. This week is going to be a bit concertinaed because of those two days off. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to engage with whatever's most important to you, and that you've just been able to either touch base with it, dream about it, imagine it, or get right into the right down and dirty. And if not, tomorrow is another day, and have another go. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.